This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. Justice Department said Monday it would work towards providing families of victims of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks with more information about events leading up to the attacks as part of a federal lawsuit that aims to hold the Saudi government accountable. It follows longstanding criticism from relatives of those killed that the U.S. government is withholding crucial details from them in the name of national security. Almost 2,000 families, victims, and first responders objected in a letter last week to President Joe Biden's attendance at September 11th memorial events if key documents remain classified. A long-running lawsuit accusing Saudi Arabia of being complicit in the attacks advanced significantly this year with the questioning under oath of former Saudi officials. The Saudi government has long denied any connection to the attacks that killed thousands of Americans when four planes were hijacked and two crashed into New York skyscrapers. U.S. officials have investigated ties between Saudi nationals and some of the airplane hijackers, but have not established that the Saudi government was directly involved. Coronavirus cases and hospitalizations in the United States are at a six-month high, fueled by the rapid spread of the Delta variant across the country. Nationwide, COVID-19 cases have averaged 100,000 for 3 days in a row, up 35% over the past week, according to a Reuters tally of public health data. Louisiana, Florida, and Arkansas reported the most new cases in the past week based on population. Hospitalizations rose 40%, and deaths, a lagging indicator, registered an 18% uptick in the past week.